Welcome to the Empowering Midlife Wellness Podcast, where we talk about everything to do with midlife women's wellness and creating the best second half of life. I'm your host, Dr. Susan Hardwick Smith. I'm a board-certified gynecologist, certified menopause practitioner, and hormone replacement specialist, as well as an ICF-certified life and leadership coach, and lots of other things. So if you want to check me out and learn about my private practice and other offerings, my website is www.drsusan.com. That's drsusan.com. It's my commitment to stay neutral by not accepting advertising dollars from sponsors, so all of these episodes are offered freely. And the best way that you can help this podcast is to share it with your friends, leave a positive review, and also keep in mind this is simultaneously posted in video format on YouTube, where you can find me by searching for Dr. Susan Hardwick Smith. This week on Empowering Midlife Wellness, I'm digging into everything to do with vaginal laser, why we would get this done, how it helps to restore vaginal moisture and sensation, and then why we might combine it with what's called an O-shot, or using platelet-rich plasma or other growth factors directly into the clitoris. And I'm going to have it done on video or audio, depending how you're following this today, so you can see that it really is practically pain-free, and I can tell you from my own experience, it really does work.
Hi, friends, and welcome to this week's episode. It's been a little while since I talked about vaginal laser, and this is such a cool procedure. I just wanted to talk to you again about how amazing it is for restoring vaginal health for those of us who are postmenopausal and have been deprived of estrogen, especially if we've been deprived of it for some time. And as you know by now, without estrogen, the vaginal tissue gets thinner and less elastic, so it can be painful with intercourse. Instead of stretching like it used to, it can literally crack and feel like we have little paper cuts. Ouch! And so in a time of life where often we've lost some of our sexual desire, if at first we don't want to have sex in the first place, and then it's going to hurt, it's going to be something that naturally we withdraw from. And so vaginal pain, and along with that vaginal dryness, which happens when the tissue gets thinner, is really a problem that I often say if I ran the world, I would completely eradicate. So we can get rid of it. If you're suffering with this, you don't have to suffer with it anymore. There are tried and true ways to completely make it go away. Now, of course, the very first one is estrogen treatment. So we can use estrogen throughout our system, as you know I do, and that delivers some estrogen to the vagina. That's great. Now, if we're really in a state where it's painful and really thin and dry, we can also put estrogen in the vagina in a number of ways. So let's just say you're menopausal, or this can even happen in younger women. For example, women who are on birth control pills often experience vaginal dryness, which is a little bit counterintuitive, isn't it? But it's true that in many women, the synthetic estrogen in birth control pills doesn't give the same moisture that bioidentical estradiol does. So this is not true for everybody, but a subset of younger women on birth control pills also have vaginal dryness, so we don't want to ignore them. As well as that, when we're on birth control pills, often our testosterone is very low. So a subset of women, not everybody, but a subset of women on birth control pills do experience decreased sexual desire and vaginal dryness. So we'll just give a nod to them, but mostly focusing on the menopausal population, people like me. So as I mentioned, as our estrogen disappears, the tissue gets thinner, produces less moisture, that can cause pain. Of course, when our testosterone disappears, we can lose the drive, the mental desire for sex. So both of these are happening at the same time. Not to mention, testosterone is actually good for the vaginal tissue if it's applied locally. So in this hormone-depleted state, first of all, we want to correct the hormone deficiency. So using estrogen and or testosterone both throughout our system and or locally in the vagina is a fantastic place to start. The only patient that we would not recommend that for is someone who actively has breast cancer right now. So certainly some controversy about what to do once you've been treated, and I'm not going to talk about that today. But yes, if you actively are being treated for breast cancer right now, we would not want to give you estrogen if you have an estrogen receptor positive breast cancer. So short of that, we would want to use hormones as the foundation for vaginal health. So let's just assume we've done that. And now I want to talk to you about vaginal laser, because this is such a cool, it's just a tool in the toolbox, right? You don't need it, but we don't need any of this stuff to survive, right? This is all about thriving, how to create the best version of yourself so you can have the most pleasurable and healthiest sex ever until you're on your deathbed. That's what I want, and that's what I want for you. So vaginal laser has been around for a while. One of the first iterations of vaginal laser was a brand name called Mona Lisa. It's still out there, but it's been through several iterations and improvements since it was originally designed. And these techniques were designed for patients with breast cancer, which was such a wonderful idea because previously and currently, many breast cancer patients are still told they have no possible treatments available, but not true. They can use vaginal laser. So very wonderful person decided to investigate using laser to help women who had breast cancer get through this awful situation with vaginal dryness of the tissue, lack of sensation, pain, because even though they've recovered from breast cancer, many patients will say, you know, I don't have cancer anymore, but you know, my life is really poor quality because my sex life is gone, my relationships suffering, and intimacy is a problem. And this is a really huge issue that we want to solve. So enter vaginal laser. So Mona Lisa's great. It's still available. These are all just brand names that different laser companies apply to their particular iteration of the machine. I will not tell you one is better than the other. It's kind of like shoes or clothes or anything. Different people have their favorite brand. So you may hear names like Mona Lisa, that's still out there, Genesis, Diva, FemLift, Juliet, probably some others. These are each just names for vaginal laser products that different laser companies have come up with. Okay, so in my office, we happen to use the Juliet brand just because that's what we decided to do. And it does have some benefits, in my opinion, over some of the others, but the others are great too. So whichever one is available to you, by all means, they're all great. So the point of vaginal laser, just like if we're lasering anything, is that we're causing intentional tissue damage in a controlled way. So imagine lasering your face, very similar idea. We're intentionally damaging the tissue in a safe, controlled manner, so that we're stimulating our own body's growth factors to come in and do their job, to more quickly lay down new tissue, to heal that controlled wound. And as a result, we see regeneration of healthier tissue than what was there before, right? And we can see that with laser treatments that would be used anywhere in the body. So specifically in the vagina, the product that I chose to use in my office that has the brand name Juliet uses an erbium laser. Now, lasers are energy sources, and there are various different kinds. You might hear of a CO2 laser or a YAG laser or an erbium laser, and none of the physics of that matters particularly much. They all work quite well. The Juliet happens to be an erbium laser, for what that's worth. So what it does is pokes tiny little holes in the tissue. Now, I'm going to show you, because right after this video, I'm going to have this procedure done, and we're going to make a video of what it's actually like to have a laser procedure done. But I'll walk you through a little bit of the preview prior to me heading to the office after this recording. There's a probe that's put inside the vagina. So the only requirement to have this done is you have to have a vaginal caliber that's big enough to get the probe in. And occasionally, women with really severe estrogen deprivation, we call it atrophy, but I don't like that word. The vagina can get so tight and narrow that we cannot even get the probe in. So in that patient, we'd need to do a little bit of pre-work to dilate the vagina prior to the laser. But in general, if we can get that probe in the vagina, you're a good candidate for the procedure. And it's not very big. I'll show it to you shortly when I have my procedure done. So the probe goes in the vagina, and the laser is then activated by, in this case, Dr. Leah, who's going to be doing my procedure, by the physician who does the laser procedure for you. Once the machine's activated, it punches little holes in the tissue in a circular manner. Then she'll withdraw it a little bit, more holes, and so on, all the way from the top to the outside of the vagina so that the entire vaginal tissue is covered with little holes that are made with the laser, and that's generating a lot of heat. Now, that sounds really painful, doesn't it? But I promise you, it's surprisingly comfortable, and you'll see in a moment. I hope it's the same as it was last time. We'll see. I hardly felt anything. Now, I had this done a year ago. So if we're starting from scratch, which I was at that time, we do 3 treatments a month apart. Each treatment takes no more than 10 minutes. Now, we do have you come in half an hour earlier than that to get some local anesthetic placed on the outside of the vaginal opening to make sure you don't feel anything. So maybe you're in the office an hour at most, but the actual laser cycles approximately 10 minutes. And after Dr. Leah does one pass of the vagina, then she completes the procedure by doing it again. So 2 passes through the vagina. So what the patient feels, and you'll see in a moment, it's a little bit of mild discomfort. I usually say it's kind of like being tapped by a woodpecker. It's a little bit annoying, like a tapping feeling, but not sharply painful. And then after the procedure, the laser actually does perforate the tissue. It's supposed to. So you will have a little bit of bleeding. In fact, if we don't see bleeding, the setting wasn't high enough. Now, speaking of that, we can alter the setting. Now, if you're treating a patient like me who's been taking estrogen for several years, I can tolerate a higher setting because my tissue is now very healthy. Now, in my case, I'm doing just what we call an annual touch-up. I've already got the majority of the benefit. I'm just doing a little bit more, just one treatment, not the whole series of 3. This time will be just one treatment just to keep it where it is because I don't want to slide backwards to where I was before. So, one treatment, and then I'm done. I'll have some bloody discharge for about a week. I can drive myself home. I don't need to take any pain medication. I can go to the gym. In fact, I'm planning to go to the gym right after the procedure. Really no downtime, except we do recommend that patients avoid intercourse just until the discharge is gone, which is usually about a week. Because as you can imagine, if you're having discharge, the little teeny wounds haven't quite healed yet. So we just say wait for intercourse for a week, but other than that, you can go back to absolutely normal activities. The worst case scenario is you might feel a little bit crampy or a sensation of, you know, warmth or pressure for a few hours, but very manageable. And this is what I've experienced in the past, so we'll see if I have that again today. Now, one thing that we do, and this isn't required, but I think it's really helpful, if you're going to all the trouble to get this done, we do what's called an O-shot. Now, that's a brand name. We use an O-shot at the same time because these two things do work really well together. So talking to you about vaginal laser, but you'll see when I have my procedure done, I am going to get an O-shot at the same time. Dr. Charles Runnels, who is a fantastically wonderful physician who came up with this very great idea to use platelet-rich plasma in the genital area. You know, platelet-rich plasma has been around for many, many years in every medical field imaginable. As you guys recall, because we've talked about it before, it involves drawing your blood. It's spun down in a way that gets rid of the red cells, gets rid of the white cells. And what we're left with is a little vial of plasma that's very densely packed with platelets. And when it's injected into wherever you want to put it in your body, those platelets aggregate and they set off a chain reaction of growth factors that are released and bring in all of these magical properties that our amazing body contains that help with healing and regenerating tissue. So PRP is used in orthopedics. That might be probably the primary use for it in the world. I've used it in my own various injuries with great success. It's used for hair growth. We can inject it into the scalp to stimulate blood flow to those hair follicles. It's frequently used in dermatology for helping with regeneration of the skin. And if you inject it into the penis, it helps with erectile dysfunction. I know that sounds painful, but guys, local anesthetic, you can't feel a thing. And then in our case, and when we inject it into the clitoris, now the visible part, remember that's just the tip of the iceberg, and then to the bundle of blood vessels and nerves that supply the clitoris, that tissue above the clitoris, more over our pubic bone, as well as inside the vagina to the so-called G-spot, which, as you guys know, isn't an area that's ever really been defined in an anatomic dissection of a cadaver, for example, but it's the backside of those clitoral nerves that we often feel on the top side of the vagina as being especially sensitive place. So the platelet-rich plasma is injected into those areas with local anesthetic. My experience in the past has been I didn't feel a thing. And then we do the laser at the same time. So let's talk a little bit more about the O-shot, because I was talking to you about platelet-rich plasma. That's the standard that's been used for many, many years for all of these different uses in medicine. Now you may see, if you're looking at platelet-rich plasma as a treatment for whatever you might consider it for, that at different options being offered using umbilical-derived growth factors. Now, there's a lot of language we have to be careful with and not use words like stem cells, because the FDA doesn't like that. But let's just say we're using tissue that's derived from umbilical cords, obviously of newborns. Now, this tissue is completely free of any red blood cell antigens or any need to have it mapped to your blood type or anything of that nature. There's no blood cells in this tissue. It's collected by an FDA-approved cord blood bank by consenting women who have a C-section. Now, that's not really necessary, but they're doing their very best to avoid any type of issue with contamination. So consenting patients who have a C-section can donate their placenta and umbilical cord to an FDA-approved cord blood bank. And then lots of things can be done with that tissue to be used for cancer therapy in place of a bone marrow transplant or in place of any time we might use platelet-rich plasma. So why would you use that instead of PRP? Well, the reason is that as we get older, the number of growth factors that we have in our own blood and the platelet-rich plasma that we could retrieve from our own body starts to decline. So imagine the number of growth factors in a newborn, in the umbilical tissue from a newborn. So you can see that it declines rapidly with age. And when we compare, for example, the number of growth factors in umbilical tissue compared to somebody my age, and I'm 56, more than 100 times more growth factors are in the umbilical-derived growth factor material. So I'm going to avoid using any brand names here. However, the brand name that we have chosen to use follows the strictest guidelines for being free of infection, being free of any antigens that could cause any sort of problem, being harvested in the most ethical manner from consenting patients who had a C-section and are free of every disease under the sun. So just to say, it's very safe and there's no way you could react to it. So what I've chosen to do with this particular O-shot that I'm about to have is to use the umbilical-derived growth factors, because they literally have 100 times more growth factors than I have in my not-so-young body. I'm about to go down to the office. Dr. Lee is going to do my Juliet vaginal laser procedure as well as my O-shot, and let's see how it goes. So just before we get started, let me show you what the laser probe looks like. This is what's going to be going inside my vagina. As you can see, it's not very big. It's going to go all the way to the top of the vagina, which is an average of about 8 centimeters, you know, somewhere about here. And then Dr. Lee is going to talk through what she's doing as we go. The laser is going to go around in a little circle, popping little holes in my tissue with the erbium laser, which generates heat as it goes. That's what causes that intentional tissue damage that stimulates growth factors and collagen to come in and create that rapid healing that we see when laser is done anywhere in the body. There's this really cool little window at the end of the probe that protects the laser from directly touching my tissue. So some of the earlier lasers didn't have that safety feature and could burn the tissue. But with this little window, it's impossible for the laser to directly touch my tissue, which is really cool. So let's give it a try. We'll see how it goes. Okay, we're just getting started with my Juliet laser procedure. Dr. Leah's doing this for me. I know you can't see her down there, but and here she is.
Hello.
So you can tell us what you're doing, Leah. So she's placed the probe. I can feel it. It's not uncomfortable.
I placed the probe, and I'm measuring the length of the vagina. I have my settings on. And for this first pass, it's pretty quick. And we're going to be going here.
So I'll tell you what it feels like. So it's interesting. I mentioned this last time I had it done. It feels like being hit with a little woodpecker. There's absolutely nothing about that that's painful. So we put local anesthetic on the outside of the vaginal area for the O shot that I'm going to get shortly. That we really don't need numbing medicine inside the vagina. We do have sensation in the vagina, of course, but it's actually a type of sensation that doesn't perceive sharp pain. And that's pretty cool for things like having babies. So super easy, just like last time. And as I was mentioning, I'm just going to have one treatment this time. I had three the first time, but now I've really built my vaginal tissue up to be so healthy. This is kind of just maintenance, like a top up. This is what you would do annually. So here's Dr. Leah. How's it going down there?
Going great, Susan. You're a great patient.
Well, it's actually really easy. Not too hard to be a great patient.
Okay, so we're all done with the laser part. How did it go?
Went great. You got a great reaction.
Yeah, it felt fine. I truly was pain-free. And what we want to see at the end is a little bit of bloody discharge because the laser does perforate the tissue. In fact, if we don't see any bleeding, the settings were not high enough. So not bright red blood, but just a sort of brown, gooey discharge. And it does last for about a week. So it's a teeny bit annoying, but completely pain-free. So now we're moving on to the O-shot.
So as I showed you in the video earlier, the O-shot involves five different injection sites, which sounds really scary, but I've got some really strong numbing cream on. And now Dr. Lee is using a little bit of extra injectable local over those spots just to make sure that I don't feel anything painful. And so lidocaine does burn a little bit, but truthfully, I don't even feel it because I've got that numbing cream that we put on about 30 minutes ago. So yeah, getting five injections in your vajay sounds scary, but you don't feel it. You really don't.
Okay, Susan. You're going to feel the first injection here in the body of the clitoris. You're going to feel pressure here. You won't feel any pain because of all the numbing medicine we've done, but you will feel potentially a pressure sensation, and that pressure sensation will last for definitely a few hours.
So then there's no pain, by the way. She's injecting this stuff, and it doesn't hurt at all. But it does feel, you can feel the fluid going in for sure, which is a little bit uncomfortable. But, I mean, I'm talking 1 out of 10 uncomfortable. There's about 3 cc's of these umbilical-derived growth factors that are going into that area right above the visible part of the clitoris right now. So it's quite a lot of volume. So you can imagine just stretching that tissue. You can feel it, but it doesn't hurt. Did you already finish?
That was the big one, yeah.
Okay, that's potentially the worst one. And I was talking through it and barely felt a thing. So that's as bad as it gets.
You're going to feel my fingers putting pressure downward here.
So the sides of the urethra. Yeah, these second injections go in these little Skene's glands that we have right, as she said, just on either side of the urethra. And that's where a lot of our vaginal moisture comes from, especially during orgasm. Those of us who squirt, which we can talk about that at a later date, that's potentially where that comes from. So we have a lot of moisture that comes out of the Skene's glands. So using the growth factors in that area just keeps those glands healthy. We want to have lots of good blood flow to those glands. Now, most of the vaginal moisture that we make during intercourse actually comes from the vaginal tissue itself. So that's why estrogen is really important as well. So, of course, I'm taking estrogen as well as laser and all of these things. So we're treating it several different ways at the same time. So,
okay, I'm going to do the G-spot injection.
Yeah, and you would think this would hurt, but let's see. We didn't even really put much numbing there because, again, that's inside the vagina, and it doesn't have that sharp pain sensation that we feel on the outside. So this is another 3 cc, so quite a lot of fluid going in the area between my bladder and the anterior vaginal wall where we have the so-called G-spot. Are you doing it right now?
I am.
I can't even feel it. I mean, I seriously didn't even know she was doing anything. So those of you who are afraid of getting an O-shot, I'm telling you, I'm getting one right now. And I don't even have any local anesthetic in this area. It's quite amazing. Very, very tolerable. 1 out of 10 pressure, and mostly just because she's got her finger in the vagina.
Yeah, we have our last one. This is going to be at the end of the clitoris.
So the little bit that you can see, we put a little bit in there. It sounds terrifying, doesn't it, to have a needle put in your clitoris?
and we are injecting.
Okay. If she's injecting, I can't tell a thing. I literally can't feel anything. This is not my first rodeo. You would think I would know, but it is so surprising how well this numbing medicine works. Like, I literally can't feel anything. So that's a good thing. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of growth factors are being injected into my clitoris. That sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? So improving blood flow, of course, more blood vessels supply those nerves. Just like if you're watering a plant, it's bringing more blood flow so that it stays healthy.
Right. And you did so well, my dear.
Am I done?
You're done.
Holy cow, that was so easy. Okay, so 5 minutes or less. I didn't even time it. That was no time at all. And then this is going to last me for up to a year. So what a cool thing that is. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
You're welcome.
There she is down there. Awesome. Did a great job. Okay, it's really easy, ladies. Not to mention, we have a special price for it now because it's spring. We want to fertilize your clitoris, just like your front yard.
Well, there you have it. I survived my laser procedure and my O-shot completely pain-free. Right after this, I'm about to head to the gym. We do have a special, as I mentioned, on the table there on Juliet Laser and O-shot right now. We like to say it's spring, so you deserve it. I'm not having any pain. I feel great. Now, it will take 6 to 8 weeks before I notice a big difference from the O-shot because, of course, we're growing new blood vessels, and that takes time. But I'm still getting the benefit from my last O-shot. So hopefully, as this one starts to kick in and the other one's starting to disappear, I'm going to have a seamless transition and still be able to really enjoy sex and have great orgasms and feel pretty much like I did when I was in my 20s, and it can happen for you as well. So just a plug for number one, hormones, always the foundation, unless you're in that rare situation where they simply are not safe for you right now. You can still have laser, and it works really well, even for patients who have had no estrogen exposure for a while. But I will tell you, it works better if we do it with estrogen or one of the other products that I mentioned at the same time. So I hope you learned something today. Please share it with your friends. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And I can't wait to see you next week.